As the shootings in the Washington area have forced schools to go into lockdown and cancel many events, NPR's Larry Abramson reports from Bethesda, Maryland.
Bethesda Chevy Chase High School is located in Montgomery County, Maryland. That's where this shooting spree started last week. Since then, school officials here have been on edge, holding regular meetings to figure out what to do next. Each additional shooting has sent them back to what's known as Code Blue. This is what that means for Katie Harvey, principal of BCC High.
Although the students are free to move around the building, the inside of the building, they aren't free to leave the building. Our exterior doors are locked. We have security posted at the front door, and we really have just one point of entry.
The extra security protects the kids, but it also makes some more anxious, drawing more attention to the threat they face. Although Katie Harvey says they're now more frustrated with the inconvenience they have to deal with.
Their main concern is that they really want to go, they want to have open lunch again. And they're talking about that. And I think the first couple of days they were more apprehensive and nervous about what was happening. But I think for the majority, as they've become, you know, less sensitive.
Lunch is important, but to many kids, sports are absolutely essential. On Friday, Katie Harvey was waiting for a decision from the superintendent's office on whether to cancel all outdoor sports this weekend. Athletic director Brady Blade says putting off a high school football game is a really big deal.
Some people just think, well, the teams just show up the next date or the next date, but it's not that way. There's officials, there's food, there's transportation, there's people covering games, and you need security and so forth. And so it's, you know, under the best circumstances, changing games is a nightmare. Under these circumstances, it's beyond belief.
Thanks to the shootings, all gym classes are indoors now. A couple dozen kids are working on their volleyball technique. A girl named Millie says she's tired of eating and doing everything indoors, and she's worried that weekend activities will now be called off too.
Yeah, I think the games are going to be canceled, and I just kind of wish that they were, like, going on because BCC is such a great team, but safety first again.
School officials had hoped to stage some outdoor events this weekend, but that was revised after another shooting on Wednesday. Then another man died in Virginia Friday morning. Soon afterward, Principal Katie Harvey was handed a message from the superintendent's office.
Oh, this is new news. All outdoor student and community activities this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, are canceled, meaning we will not be playing the big football game. I know three high schools have their homecoming game this weekend.
Harvey goes upstairs to deliver the bad news to the person likely to be the most disappointed.
Mr. Zahner.
Yes.
She pulls football coach John Zahner out of the history class he teaches.
So we're not doing anything?
No outdoor activities this weekend.
But all indoor? Okay.
Disappointing.
That happens.
Kids around this area are getting a lot of practice with emergency situations, but Zahner says this is a little different than the anthrax attacks and 9/11.
We went through it last year, September 11th. We weren't sure what we were going to do in the weekend, but I guess there wasn't the kind of the immediacy of that that there is this. People kind of more of a mourning last year than in fear. You can see it in the eyes. There's certainly more, yeah, immediacy to it.
The only consolation may be that the kids here are not alone. Schools and sports leagues across the Washington area are putting everything on hold until the shootings stop. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Bethesda, Maryland.